Ticket holders for Broadway musicals this weekend will have to make other matinee and evening plans. New York's local 802 Musicians Union walked off the job early Friday morning, and actors and stagehands are refusing to cross the picket line. So as of last night, Broadway's musicals are shut down. Jeff London has been covering this bitter dispute between the musicians and theater producers for us. He has this update.
Jed Bernstein, president of the League of American Theaters and Producers, tried to put on a game face after he learned that Actors Equity and Local 1 of the Stagehands Union had decided not to cross the musicians' picket lines, and performances of Broadway's musicals were canceled.
If it weren't so sad, This episode with trying to get a contract with Broadway's musicians is turning out to be a better plot than many plays on Broadway. But it's a sad night for Broadway, and it's an even sadder night for New York, and saddest night for theatergoers.
The plot has been brewing for some time now. In the contract that just expired, there was a guaranteed minimum number of orchestra members for each Broadway theater, around 25 for most large houses. For the new contract, the producers wanted to abolish these minimums, while the musicians wanted to keep some sort of firewall from what they see as an encroachment of synthesized music on Broadway. And indeed, what made this negotiation different from past negotiations is that the producers had virtual orchestras, computers hooked up to synthesizers, ready to go if the musicians walked. What the producers didn't expect was that the actors would walk, too. Patrick Quinn is president of Actors Equity.
Our members have made it clear that they do not wish to perform to virtual orchestras. Our members also believe that live music is essential on Broadway and that minimums are appropriate and necessary. Accordingly, Equity endorses and supports Local 802 strike and picketing and directs its members to honor such picket line.
Across the street from the offices of Actors Equity, the musicians manning the picket lines in Times Square were ecstatic about the show of support from the other unions, says Gary Seligson, who plays drums for AIDA.
Well, it's excellent, excellent news. I think it's potentially a historic point we've come to in that there's some solidarity amongst all the unions, stagehands, the actors, the musicians. It's probably the first time that we've ever had this much solidarity. It could potentially send a big message to producers of shows around the country that maybe they need to keep the human element alive in what they call live theater.
For Harvey Fierstein, who stars in the Broadway musical Hairspray, the human element was central to his decision to support the musicians. He said the cast of his show rehearsed this week with a virtual orchestra, and it sounded like a roller rink.
We're professionals, we're artists, and a machine is a dead thing. Though it's played by a human being, it's still a computer, and that's not why people go to the live theater. It's certainly not why I want to be in the live theater. I want to be there with musicians so that when I mess up, they can laugh.
But this strike is no laughing matter. Broadway shows generate over $4 billion annually into New York's economy, and the longer the strike, the deeper the impact, not only on the performers and producers, but on the hotels and restaurants and all the other businesses that feed off of them. Every musical except Cabaret, which has a special contract with the Musicians Union, has canceled this weekend's performances. No new talks are currently scheduled. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.